Well, good morning to you. I hope your day is off to a good start. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. We are happy to bring short lessons to you each day through this radio program. You know, it's relatively new for us. We've been doing this for about a year or so. And if you listen to our program regularly, you know that several of us take time about bringing lessons to you each morning from God's Word. We sincerely hope that they are encouraging to you, and I hope that that will be the case again this morning. If you listened yesterday, I mentioned that instead of having one consistent topic all week, that I wanted to use some topics that would sort of stand alone each day. And yesterday, we talked about the fact that heaven is everything. And today, I want us to consider a different topic, and that is the power of your words and the importance of your words. You know, a phrase that I use a lot when I'm talking to people is simply that words matter. You know, sometimes we have a hard time finding words that we want to use to perhaps convey the thought that we have, but the words that we choose and the things that we say, they matter. They have impact. And I want us to start off by looking in the book of James in chapter 3, and I'm going to begin reading a couple verses there. I'll begin reading in verse 3. James says, "Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles." Now, we understand that verse, don't we? We have seen it so clearly. We've seen those examples, worldly and physical examples before. We've seen a huge boat, a ship, be turned by something as small as the rudder that's on there. We have seen a horse, a big powerful animal like a horse, to be turned by the bit in its mouth. We've seen major forest fires that were started by just a small little flame somewhere that just destroyed thousands and thousands of acres. So we can clearly understand those examples that are given to us there in Scripture. And then that's exactly how James there describes to us the problems that our tongue can cause, or our words can cause. No doubt we've seen how words have impacts on people. Most of us have likely been hurt by words. And sadly, many of us have probably hurt others by words. The flip side of that is that most of us have likely been uplifted by words spoken to us. And surely we've uplifted others with our words. So I want you to pause for a moment and just think about that. Think about the impact that we can have by the things that we say, or sometimes perhaps the things that we don't say. And so let's turn back to Matthew chapter 12 and consider a thought here beginning in verse 33 that says, "Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of a good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, that for every idle word men speak, they will give an account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." If a tree is known by its fruit, then how are we known? Well, we learn here that it's partly by our words. Our words become, to a degree, our fruit for people to kind of know us. And we also learn in verse 37 that it says we will be justified by our own words and condemned by our own words. And we leave you with the thought this morning of the importance of that, and the fact that words matter. And never underestimate the significant power and impact you have on others by your words, but also the impact to your own salvation by your words. Let me again close today by inviting you to visit with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. If you're familiar with the area, we are on 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is just off of New Cut Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship. We gather again at 5 p.m. for worship, and we meet each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. We have classes for all ages. We would love to have you. We would love to worship with you. We'd love to praise God with you. We hope you could join us sometime, and we wish you a good day, and may the Lord bless you.